nach mar a ke gunte an clar begin nach mar a ke gunte an clar begin
Black Hole na Héireann is a significant event in Ireland's culture and character, maybe the most important, a time when we come together and welcome so many visitors, so many of our own people who have come to celebrate our music, song, dance and language. Ennis is the capital of a county that is renowned internationally for its wonderful living music heritage. As I've often said in Irish, Crohiacht gan teorann, endless possibilities for creativity.
For Clare and for Ennis, you know, when you see crowds like this around you, it's super, super.
There's a great buzz all over the county, sure. It's a great boost to the county also.
And look, we're biased here, but this will be a special one.
More than special, it will be a banner one.
Lots of groups gathering here for the parade. I've seen groups from Miasta, from Tubber, from Croisín, from Ennis, and even from Poland, or at least from the Polish community here. Anna, tell me about it.
We're Polish people from Clare, so we just feel like that Clare is, you know, our home. So we will be dancing Polish dances and also Irish dances. So we also have a name, it's Inis Oviatty, so that's like, because we are from Ennis, so Inis Oviatty, that we're like, you know, it's a Polish.
Fla Kjol na Héireann, Inish. Live the music with Clare FM.
My name is Martin Connolly from Killaloe in County Clare. I grew up in a home filled with Irish traditional music, listening to my brother Seamus playing and my other brother Michael. Seamus, as you probably all know, is a very well-known fiddle player. My main influences at the time were Paddy O'Brien, Joe Burke and Bobby Gardner, a great accordion player from County Clare, from Liston Verna. Also Finbar the Wire, and there was many, many more, including Kieran Kelly from Athlone and George Ross from Wexford. And hopefully we'll have three generations of Connollys on the stage at the one time, because Damien's son is coming from America, and he's throwing the accompaniment piano, playing piano under 12. So that's something to look forward to, for me especially.
Fla Kjol na Héireann, Clare FM.
Chris Droney, I'm very honoured to be able to say Cead Míle Fáil to Dits.
Thanks very much, John. It's great to be here.
It is great to be here.
It's great to be alive to be here.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, we had Róisín Rodgers, I don't know if you heard it, Chris, singing The Fla down in Ennis, and that was written by Robbie McMahon in 1956, and you are mentioned. Chris Droney came down from Bell Harbour with your matchbox or something.
Yeah, that's what he said anyway.
So tell us, what are your memories of 56, Chris?
I can remember every bit of it. Really? I can. Down at the Queen's and up along one session at the Queen's, we'd go uptown, there'd be another session. At some other pub, we'd go and take part in that one. Then we'd go up to the old ground, there'd be another session there. You'd be worn out. Yeah, worn out from all these sessions. And I hope that this fla will be just as good, and I've no doubt it'll be better. I'd say it'll be better.
We're here in the Rice College in Ennis, and I'm chatting to Gordon Douglas. Gordon, you're giving a workshop today. Tell us about it.
Well, it's a bit bizarre. It's really basically music out of recycled materials.
Captain Von Trapp, what's that
well,
about?
Well, I play the tap. I actually have a musical tap.
Oh, will you play it?
Yeah, I'll have a go.
Your own name?
Yvonne.
You're like the kids outside. Yvonne, have you a surname, Yvonne?
Queely.
Oh, I have that here in front of me, sure. I shouldn't be even talking to you. I have all your information. Ah, yes. The concertina player. Where are you from?
Kilmeady.
Right, how did you come across this crowd at all?
This one here is my sister, Pamela. He's Grove McNamara from Tulla.
What are you going to play? The other fellow's Raiden for Road, anyway.
I've no names. A set of reels.
No, we've a rake of names coming in here now. We could make up a... Is it two reels?
Three.
Three 3 reels, mother of God, to hear in the corn. We've the cat that ate the candle. We've the cow that ate the blanket. The banshee's wail over the mangle pit. Paddy McGillicuddy's septic toe. We'll start off with that. So. we've no name for the band. Put your hands together. Tookie Bull Boss Moore to the Mackerel Kelly Band.
And you're very welcome back. It's getting fierce exciting here in the tent. We have managed in the space of about 3 minutes to fire out about 30 people, a gorgeous audience. They're now standing out there in the drizzle. They're still smiling. And we've managed to put in their place 20 magnificent young Clare musicians who are, at this moment, the under-18 All-Ireland champions in the Grúpa Ceoil competition. Put your hands together for them.
Welcome to the first of the lunchtime sessions on Clare FM. We've been turfed out of studio, but you don't need to feel too sorry for us. We're in our wonderful marquee here right outside Clare FM offices. And over the next 8 days, we'll bring you over 20 hours of live music and song from this very location. Every afternoon between 1:15 and 2, I'll host the lunchtime sessions. And my colleagues from the West Wind will be here every evening between 7 and 9. If you're in town, please call down. We'd love to see you. Every journey starts at home. So all my musicians today are from County Clare. They're a band, in fact. They're called Out the Gap. We don't do theme days on this programme, but if we did, today would probably be called Family Day. Because during the next 40 minutes or so, you're going to hear from 3 sisters, a father, a son, and maybe a mother, and finally, 3 brothers. Music runs in families, they say, and we have proof of it on today's programme. First up, 3 sisters from County Clare. Now joining me, I have got Tommy Keane and his son Porrick, and I think they're going to be involved in one of the more interesting events that's taking place today. It's not taking place in Ennis Town itself, Tommy.
No, it's in the hall, in the Garibaldi Memorial Hall in Aina.
And tell me this, I know that you're going to share with us today 2 pieces that you're going to be playing tonight, so we might hear the first of them now. Do you want to tell us about it first?
Yeah, it's called Hurry the Jug. A lot of the tunes they know are associated with Gareth Barry, and Tom Linehan, the singer, used to tell a story about this one, and he used to lilt. There's actually 2 tunes. We'll play the first one as Tom Linehan lilted it, and then there's a separate set dance, if you like, Hurry the Jug, that was played by Mrs. Galvin and Junior Crean and Bobby Casey, like that. So we'll put the 2 of them together and we'll play those.
We'd love to hear them. Gurumila Magav, Tommy Keane, Agus Avak Park. Had great crowds outside the marquee all week. Thanks a million for calling down. And you have tuned in huge numbers on radios and other devices all over the world. And we've been inundated with messages. And from everyone here in Clare FM, I want to thank you for those messages, and they're very much appreciated. Now, I'm delighted to tell you that one of my first guests has probably one of the most distinguished and most recognisable voices in Ireland. He's up there with Micheál Ómar Ó Thuairteach. Sean O'Shea, you are really, really welcome to the programme. Cun sa gota hiáin?
Tá mé gomá, agus tá anáhasar am fadbhe in inis bín anáhasar am agóni bhe sa chlóar, agus am speciálter fad é inis nó agus áit speciálter nó raibh an flácúil ar siúl.
So, we might get a song from you, Sean, and you're going to be joined by Dennis Liddy and Sarah Gorman and Emer Coughlin.
It's a song called The Fianan Gun.
It hung above the kitchen fire, its battle long and brown. And one day, with a child's desire, I climbed and took it down. My father's eyes with anger flashed. He cried, "What have you done? Why don't you leave it where it was? That's my old Fenian gun."
Let's start today's program with a few tunes from James Duddy, Elaine Hogan, Sheila Gary, and Sheila's musical hero, Seamus Connolly. Well, I just want to jump over here and say hello to Frankie Gavin.
How are you doing? Lovely to be here.
I'm delighted you're here. And your very good friend, Noel Hill. How about a few tunes, lads? Of course, the great Joni Madden. You're very welcome to Clare FM, but not for the first time, Joni.
Not for the first time, and hopefully not for the last. Thanks for having us, and we got a beautiful sunny day to end the FLA, huh?
And it's no coincidence that you were chosen to do the final FLA fling.
Well, my God, I'll tell you, we were hoping maybe we'd get 700 people, but it's been sold out now for 2 days, and I was telling you, I had to put up on Facebook, "Stop calling me, I never knew I had so many friends and cousins till they're looking for tickets."
I know what you're thinking, all right. You do have guest musicians and singers that aren't ladies, by the way. Listen, you've been on the road since 1985. That's 31 years ago. Any sign of slowing down, Joni?
Well, you know, I swear to God, this year's our busiest year ever. We're heading off to Japan and all over the place. But, yeah, very, very busy year. Thank God. And, you know, I guess we're just so lucky to play what we do for a living and make a living what we do and what we love. So very, very fortunate. And, again, we wouldn't be able to do this without all the people that come and support us. So thanks very much to everybody.
Great stuff. What are you going to do for us this time?
Well, you know what? We have a great, a fantastic singer over from New York with us, and her name is Molly O'Riordan.
There's a dear little isle on the western ocean. It's an island of purity, holy and grand. Its name fills its daughters and sons with emotion.
The work that has gone in over the last year has actually paid off. You can see it around the streets, you can see it in Scolaetia, you can see it in the competitions that started up, and it is so wonderful to see so many happy people in Ennis. Ennis has been showcased, and not alone is Ennis being showcased, but County Clare is being showcased.
Everywhere you go in the county, it is all, at the moment, it's all music, all flair. And I mean, it just goes to show, like, when all the strands of people are all working together, from voluntary to the statutory bodies, they all have worked tirelessly to get this, and it's been proven a major success.
I think it'll go down as one of the best FLA of all times, based on the consensus which we're getting back from the people.
I know they say the weather makes it, but it's actually people make it. And what is lovely is to see people coming to your town and really liking it. Ennis is delivering in spades.
And that was the Taru Cayley Band bringing our celebration of Cayley bands and dance music from the final of the Cayley Band competition at Flaithiúil na hÉireann 2016 to an end. And my thanks to all of the bands for their extraordinary energy and commitment. And as I said, well over 4 hours of music and an extraordinary audience who sat there in an acoustic environment listening to these amazing performances. And, of course, the results. Well, in third place, you had Bohar na Tully, the Tulla Road. In second place, you had Nochna Shee Cayley Band. And in first place, you had the Shandrum Cayley Band. We'll go out with the selection of reels from the Shandrum Cayley Band. Good night and God bless.